Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
See Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they will love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Sports Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Monday morning, the world of sports is buzzing. And we're going to get to all the big stories, including the Miami Dolphins are set to release quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Will Tua ever be an NFL starting quarterback again? And should the Miami Dolphins tank for Arch like once upon a time everyone wanted them to tank for Tua? We'll get into this breaking NFL news on Monday morning coming up later this hour. In the NBA, Jason Tatum defying science and reason. Two pretty cool things to defy. With his weekend return to the Boston Celtics, who beat the Mavericks on Friday night, take care of business in Cleveland yesterday against the Cavs. Will Boston win the East? We'll discuss. And we will also go over the injury from this weekend in college basketball that could change everything for the NCAA tournament. 310-840-4910 is the phone number. 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@thekostos. We'll take your YouTube comments throughout the show. And our bets for tonight will close the program. And I can tell you, a couple plays for yours truly tonight in the NBA. And while we don't get, like, the big conference tournaments in college basketball until tomorrow, I got a play for tonight featuring a couple name-brand teams that I can't wait to give out in college hoops. We will get to that at the end of the show. But we officially begin the magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet in the National Football League, where we are 3 hours away from the start of the legal tampering period. And we're starting to get rumors. We're starting to get scuttlebutt. We are starting to get innuendo as to who will sign with what team coming up at noon Eastern. My sense is that we will have the primary NFL insiders not breaking stuff before noon so as to keep that the legal tampering period somewhat sacred. So if we do get NFL news, obviously we will break into the show and give it to you and analyze it, but we are expecting a bunch of NFL signings after we're off the air today at noon Eastern when the legal tampering window opens. But man, just because the legal tampering window isn't open yet doesn't mean that we didn't get some huge NFL news over the weekend. If I may channel my inner Edgar Allan Poe, quote the Ravens, Max Crosby. Friday night, about 9:15 p.m. Eastern time, I'm sitting on the couch, I'm watching sports. Candidly, I'm getting ready to go to bed because I'm exhausted as the father of a young child. And I see the news break that the Baltimore Ravens trade for star Las Vegas Raiders pass rusher Max Crosby. And I absolutely, absolutely love it. And credit to the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders held firm. They get the two first rounders for Max Crosby. That's a nice bit of business from the Las Vegas Raiders. And this is one of those trades, whether it's sports or life. And sometimes you look at a trade in sports or life, and you immediately know that one side is absolutely getting hosed. You don't need the benefit of hindsight. You don't need to see how it plays out. You immediately know that one team has gotten the better of the other, that one team has absolutely fleeced the other. Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers. In no universe was that going to be a trade that ever went well for the Dallas Mavericks, and of course it didn't. How about once upon a time in Major League Baseball? A trade so bad that it made an episode of Seinfeld. Jay Buhner to the Seattle Mariners for my New York Yankees in exchange for Ken Phelps. Or if we're going to talk about the television world, Charlie Sheen leaves 2.5 Men and in comes Ashton Kutcher. The show became unwatchable at that point. That's a trade where you know immediately, not going to work out. This trade, though, Max Crosby from the Raiders to the Ravens. Now, can it go poorly for one of the teams? Of course. Crosby could get hurt. I hope that doesn't happen. The Raiders could absolutely screw up the draft picks. Of course that could happen. But on paper, it's a grand slam. And it's a grand slam for both teams. And we'll start with the Baltimore Ravens. And I give this team, I give general manager Eric DaCosta, I give head coach Jesse Minter so much credit for making this move. You know, if you've been watching this show, listening to the show for any period of time, you know that for years, not months, not weeks, not year singular, years, plural. Put a Z on the end of that bitch if you want to get real Gen Z with it. I've been saying for a long ass time, the Baltimore Ravens need to try something different. And said the same thing, by the way, about the Buffalo Bills, and there's a corollary here that we will make between Baltimore and Buffalo coming up in a little bit. The Ravens needed to move on from head coach John Harbaugh, and the Baltimore Ravens needed to challenge their status quo. Because yes, Baltimore every year enters the season with a healthy Lamar Jackson, and the upside is to go 15-2, 14-3, for Lamar Jackson to win most valuable player. And we have seen the Baltimore Ravens be the sultans of spreadsheets, the excellence of EPA, the dominators of DVOA. Man, you talk to any NFL stat nerd and they will basically describe this past, you know, this season notwithstanding, not included, will describe this era of Ravens football like they're some combination of the 72 Dolphins and the 2007 Patriots. Oh, they're one of the best teams of all time. But yet, what happens every single January? They fall short. and usually in soul-crushing, heart-breaking fashion. So I love this for the Baltimore Ravens. Oh my God, how could you move on from John Harbaugh? He's such a winner. And to be clear, and I've said this a million times, I think John Harbaugh is an awesome coach. I'm happy that he's the head coach of my favorite football team, the New York Football Giants. I absolutely love it. But you know what? Don't make the playoffs last year. Can't get over the hump with Lamar Jackson. You're never firing the MVP quarterback. He had to go. And now, this idea that, the Ravens, like we hold this organization to such a high standard. Never traded a first-round pick for a player. Oh, they can't do that. They've never done it before. How could they do it? How about, because they can't win. Because they can't get over the hump. So the Baltimore Ravens are trying something different. And you have to love that, because what they were doing in the past absolutely wasn't working. Two first-round picks for star pass rusher Max Crosby. And I will say, for what the Baltimore Ravens did with this trade, the same thing about what I said about the LA Rams and the haul that they gave to the Kansas City Chiefs for cornerback Trent McDuffie. And it's really easy. F them picks. F them. F them. The window is open now for the Baltimore Ravens. Right now. And the AFC is wide open. Look at what we saw on Conference Championship Sunday in the AFC. A Patriots team that was clearly over its skis, and credit to them, versus the Denver Broncos. And you want to tell me the AFC isn't open? And the Baltimore Ravens shouldn't be pushing chips into the middle of the table and trying to go all in with Lamar Jackson set to be 29 years old? It's an awesome move for the Baltimore Ravens. A needed move for the Baltimore Ravens to change up the status quo, to do something different. I absolutely love it. And now, you give Jesse Minter, who, and for people that don't know, Minter kind of thought to be not maybe the same as, and it's obviously it's tough to say this now because Mike McDonald just won a Super Bowl with Seattle, but kind of talked about in the same hushed, revered tones that Mike McDonald has talked about as a defensive coach. And now you give him this chess piece to play with in Max Crosby, who, If he's able to stay healthy and the Ravens are able to have a run of postseason success, Max Crosby's going to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's his upside, is two first-round picks for a Hall of Fame pass rusher. Someone who can get after the quarterback. Someone who can stop the run. Someone who can set the edge. And someone who, and look, like the Raiders, kind of, we always say, like, who's a prototypical Raider? Max Crosby's the prototypical Raider. I think the Ravens fall under that umbrella as well. Where you're telling me that Max Crosby wouldn't have fit in on the Ray Lewis, Ed Reed-led Ravens defenses? That Max Crosby, to you, doesn't feel like a Baltimore Raven? And now you add Max Crosby to a defense in Baltimore that includes Roquan Smith, and Kyle Hamilton, and Marlon Humphrey, and Nate Wiggins, and Malachi Starks. Is Nnamdi Matabuke going to be back for the Baltimore Ravens? Remember him? Absolute stud defensive lineman, neck injury last year, and he goes down, and that's when things kind of went south for the Ravens defense last year. Kind of feels like to me, and I don't know this for a fact, do the Ravens make this trade for Max Crosby if they felt like Matabuke wasn't going to come back? We'll see. Kind of feels like a good sign to me. We'll find out in the days and weeks and months to come. Now, I'm not trying to paint the Baltimore Ravens as this absolute juggernaut. I do think they're going to win the AFC North. I feel really good about that. But I'm not saying that this is going to be a team that's going to roll out of bed and win 13 games. I'm not trying to insinuate that. The Ravens have some issues still on the roster, even after the trade for Max Crosby. Tyler Linderbaum, their star center, probably not coming back. We'll see. But he's going to get a huge deal wherever he signs. Going to be the highest paid center in the NFL. You need another interior offensive lineman. You got to get a wide receiver. They may lose Isaiah Likely and Charlie Kohler at tight end. Can Derrick Henry continue to defy Father Time and keep it rolling? So the Ravens absolutely have question marks. They are far from a lock to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. But when you have one of those quarterbacks, which the Ravens do, who can win MVP in any year and nobody would be surprised, you maximize that window. You do what you can to get that team over the hump. And the Ravens have done that here. Now, there will be people that say, and there's no way of disputing it, and we'll do the Chargers a little later in the show, and it's kind of the same thing with the Chargers. Not exactly the same, not apples to apples, but you'll understand the comparison. That for critics of the Baltimore Ravens, they will say, okay, great. You got Max Crosby. And let's say, and by the way, he will be the best Ravens edge rusher since Terrell Suggs left the team following the 2018 season. Like, that's what this is. Like, let's be clear about that. This is the best Ravens edge rusher since T. Sizzle left the Baltimore Ravens. You may say, I don't care who they have on defense. I don't care if they also sign Trey Hendrickson. And I don't care if Tyler Linderbaum comes back. And I don't care if Mike Evans signs on a cheap deal. Doesn't look like Mike Evans is going back to Tampa. You may say you don't trust Lamar Jackson in a big spot. And there's nothing that I can say that will convince you otherwise, because he hasn't gotten it done in the big spot. But I'll say the same thing about Lamar that I say about Josh Allen. You're never, again, you are never firing the MVP quarterback. So you change the coach, which both teams did, and you try to make moves to fortify the rest of the roster in the hope that when you get back to January, this could be your year. You don't just pack it in and say, well, Lamar's had these playoff failures in the past. 100-yard pick six against Buffalo. The AFC Championship game, Humpty Dumpty-sized egg against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Mark Andrews dropped two-point conversion against Buffalo. Like, just because you failed in the past doesn't mean you give up the future. You keep going. You keep trying. You keep banging on the door until you eventually break through. And the Ravens are trying to do that here with Max Crosby. In the same way, by the way, that the Buffalo Bills are doing that with the trade for DJ Moore. And DJ Moore and Max Crosby, in terms of on-field impact, not the same thing. But look at what Buffalo's done. And this has always been the corollary. The two teams I've grouped together, the Bills and the Ravens. Allen and Lamar, same draft class. Same head coach for both of them since they entered the league. Zero Super Bowl appearances between the two of them. And both wisened up this offseason and moved on from two really good coaches, because you had to change the status quo. Buffalo goes out and adds DJ Moore, and it's basically now they sign Connor McGovern to play center, where it's kind of like the same offense as last year, except now you have DJ Moore. And you move on from Sean McDermott. I like Buffalo more than I did last season, where I'm not surprised that the Bills went to the playoffs. I thought they'd go to the playoffs. I like the Bills way more now as a potential Super Bowl threat next year. And I also like the Baltimore Ravens way more as a Super Bowl threat heading into next year. Awesome stuff from two teams that kept getting their brains beaten in January that are trying to do something different. Whether it works or not, I love the roll of the dice and the swing of the bat by the Baltimore Ravens to bring in a monster pass rusher in Max Crosby. Two first rounders. If you're the Baltimore Ravens, F dem picks. But if you're the Las Vegas Raiders, you need them picks. You got to get them picks. So I love this for the Raiders. The Raiders held firm and they got their two first rounders. And now, by virtue of this trade, the Raiders will pick first and 14th in this year's NFL draft in the first round. And we know that Fernando Mendoza is going to be the first overall pick. And now you have an opportunity to supercharge your rebuild with these extra picks. The Raiders play in an impossible division with the Chiefs, with the Chargers, and the Broncos. It's going to take some time. At the start of a new regime here with Clint Kubiak taking over as the team's head coach, it's going to take some time. And like I kept saying, and I said it during the season also, it made less than zero sense for the Raiders to hold on to Max Crosby, who's going to be 29 this year, when you're embarking on what could be and will likely be a long rebuild. So the Raiders maximizing the return for Max Crosby. This is an awesome, awesome, awesome trade for the Las Vegas Raiders. And I know if you're a Raiders fan, it's tough to get fully excited about this right now. Because Max Crosby was a great Raider. And, you know, what he brought to the culture, and that he literally plays every play, and he's the first guy in and he's the last guy out. I know it hurts to lose Max Crosby. And I know it sucks knowing that Max Crosby never won really in Las Vegas or in Oakland with the Raiders. But this was an essential move. And one that was needed to push the Raiders forward. Now, they have to pick the right players. But this trade has given them more bites at the apple to make that happen. I love it for Baltimore, and I love it for Las Vegas. Last note on this trade from the Raiders' perspective. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler snuck something in this weekend that I think flew under the radar for a lot of people. A lot going on in the world of sports, right? What Jeremy Fowler said was that Tom Brady would not have traded Max Crosby to the New England Patriots. Fowler's exact line was, there's no way Brady would have traded Crosby to Mike Vrabel. Now, we know that Brady is obviously beefing with Robert Kraft, and he's beefing with the Patriots. Remember, say, no dog in the fight prior, which is a weird comment, right, prior to the Super Bowl. And that's fine. You can have some beef with the Patriots. Like, whatever. Things happen in life. No problem. No big deal. But if you're going to let that get in the way of business, I think there's a big time issue here. Now, if Fernando Mendoza's good, like, none of this is going to matter because they'll have the quarterback. And when you have the franchise quarterback, it's going to make, like, look at Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. Like, clearly a poorly run organization, but when Burrow's healthy, they're awesome. What if Mendoza's awesome? Then none of this is going to matter with Brady. But we keep getting evidence that Tom Brady doesn't know what he's doing as far as being the main decision maker for the Las Vegas Raiders. Won't trade, like, what if the Patriots had made the best offer? He's not going to take it just to spite them? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. On the field, Tom Brady is Michael Jordan. The problem for the Las Vegas Raiders is that in the owner's box, right now, Tom Brady is also like Michael Jordan. Do you like the Ravens trade for Max Crosby? Do you like it from the Raiders' end? Do you have a problem with Tom Brady and his decision-making as the owner, the minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders? 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos. On the other side, we will talk about the Miami Dolphins set to release quarterback Tua Tagovailoa and what it means moving forward for the Fish. And cue up the Mark Morrison, because in Los Angeles this weekend, we saw the return of the Mac. We're just getting started here on a Monday. You better, you bet. Westwood One Sports with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM.
It's conference tournament week. Bubbles are busted and tickets are getting punched. March Madness is upon us on your official home of the NCAA tournament, Westwood One Sports.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risen Kizumab Riza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease. Control is everything to me. Learn more at SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oma.org to learn more.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Spiro Dinas with a call from this past weekend on CBS. All right, we've got some, we have some Miami Dolphins news here. Not just Tua Tagovailoa being set to be released by Miami in what was maybe the worst contract in the history of sports, at least on the short list. We have this from ESPN's Adam Schefter literally moments ago. The Miami Dolphins are trading safety Minkah Fitzpatrick to the New York Jets in exchange for a 2026 seventh round pick from the Los Angeles Chargers. The Jets are going to sign Fitzpatrick to a 3-year, $40 million deal per agent Drew Rosenhaus. Okay, so look, the Jets have like infinite money to spend. I don't hate them doing this. I kind of think the Jets should try and be bad, but they have this money to spend. That's why franchising Breece Hall, I think, is not a bad idea. Again, you have all this money. Why would you let a player like Breece Hall walk out the door? And you basically get Minkah Fitzpatrick for nothing on a 3-year contract. So whether or not I think the Jets should try and go 2-15 is immaterial. It feels like they're going to try and compete, which is crazy. We'll see how the rest of the offseason plays out. But this is less of a Jets conversation for right now. And this is way more of a Miami Dolphins conversation. So again, the Dolphins have just traded moments ago, literally in real time, Minkah Fitzpatrick to the New York Jets. By the way, great deal, Jalen Ramsey and Minkah Fitzpatrick last year for the Miami Dolphins. Good stuff from Miami. But the big Miami Dolphins news. And this broke about an hour ago in real time, before we came on the air. The Miami Dolphins are going to release quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. And this is the farthest thing from a surprise there could possibly be. Talked about it a lot during last season. That Tua's time in Miami was clearly up. That Chris Greer, the now fired general manager, that his time was clearly up. And Mike McDaniel's time was clearly up in Miami. So, again, like, this was expected. Tua Tagovailoa was never going to be on the 2026 Miami Dolphins. But now that it's over, and Tua is going to be released, and he will be designated as a post-June 1st release, which basically allows the Dolphins to spread all this dead money over two seasons. We can say, and there are many, 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 many bad contracts in the history of sports, and we can go to, like, all the different sports to find them, right? You know, as a Yankee fan, Jacoby Ellsbury is one that always comes up. But there are many, many terrible base. Anthony Rendon with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, of North America, of Planet Earth, of the Milky Way galaxy. How about Deshaun Watson with the Cleveland Browns? I mean, there are tons. The Tua Tagovailoa contract, 4 years, going into the 2024 season, 4 years, $212 million. $167 million guaranteed for Tua Tagovailoa, $53 million per year. Has to go towards the top of the list. Tua's dead cap hit this year. $99 million. $99 million. I just queue up the Jay-Z. If you haven't quarterback problems, I feel bad for you, son. We got 99 million problems, and unfortunately, Tua Tagovailoa is one. I mean, $99 million. Question for everybody. How badly do the Miami Dolphins want Tua Tagovailoa to not be on their roster? Answer, here's $100 million to make it happen. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And now Tua will be a free agent. And Tua will join Kyler Murray and will join Geno Smith in the free agent quarterbacks who are being paid so much money by their old teams that, like, you can probably sign them for the minimum. And it is my hope, as someone who enjoys football, that the Minnesota Vikings sign Kyler Murray to the minimum, because I think the Vikings were a playoff team immediately once they sign Kyler Murray. But this, for now, is about Tua Tagovailoa. So I said start the show. Will Tua Tagovailoa ever be an NFL starting quarterback again? And I think it really depends on, like, your definition of that. Will he be an NFL starting quarterback again? Because if you ask the question this way, will Tua Tagovailoa ever start an NFL game again? Like, the answer to that question is almost certainly yes. Like, we will see Tua play in the NFL. I mean, I don't know how many games he's going to start, but yeah, like, he's definitely going to. I mean, it would be shocking if he never played another game. Shocking. He's going to play. But is his time as a give the keys to the franchise over to this player, franchise quarterback, is that time over? Of course it is. Of course it is. I don't want to say he can't play, because he can to a degree. He's just, like, not very good. Who would you rather have this year? Tua or Geno Smith? And I think Geno Smith is not very good off of a brutal year with the Raiders. I would take Geno Smith and I wouldn't even think twice about it. So we'll see Tua. Tua's going to sign somewhere. Honestly, the place that he should sign, especially now with the Los Angeles Rams trading their 29th overall pick to the Chiefs for Trent McDuffie. Like, we had talked about the Rams maybe being a team in for a quarterback in the first round to sit behind Matthew Stafford to be the next guy up. Like, why wouldn't Tua should go to the Rams and be Matthew Stafford's backup, and spend a year with Sean McVay, and rehabilitate his value. Like, that's what should happen with Tua. Like, the worst case for Tua is, let me go sign in Cleveland with Todd Monken to compete with Shedeur Sanders and Deshaun Watson. Like, he should go sit behind an awesome quarterback and rehab his value and count his money. That's the Tua Tagovailoa part of this. You Better You Bet on this Monday. Nick Costos here with you, Westwood One Sports. 2.5 hours from the legal tampering period opening in the NFL. As for the Miami Dolphins, and I'll use the Jets here, since the Jets and Dolphins just made this trade for Minka Fitzpatrick, Fitzpatrick going to the Jets for a 7th round pick. And we talked about the Dolphins and Jets last week being really interesting, because in the AFC East, you have two teams that are trying to win the Super Bowl, in the Bills and the Patriots, and then you have these two bottom feeders with the Dolphins and the Jets. And if I could choose one of these teams moving forward, who's in a better spot moving forward? I think you take the Dolphins. And if you're a Dolphins fan, like, I know this sucks. Oh, we've got some more breaking news, guys. Tyler and Bill, find this piece of breaking news that Adam Schefter just tweeted and put it in the chat for me, please. And we'll talk about this in a second. But just, I want to make sure that this is right. But on the Miami Dolphins, the Dolphins are going to be terrible this season. The Miami Dolphins, I don't know if they're like actively trying to lose games, actively trying, but they are going to be terrible. And this is a really good thing for the Miami Dolphins. And this is why you hire Jeff Hafley and you give him a 5-year deal at the start of a rebuild here. And it's why you pay Tua Tagovailoa all this money to go away, because you're at the start of a rebuild and you're trying to build a new culture. Miami is going to be one of, if not the worst teams in the NFL this season. And 2027 is the big quarterback draft. Once upon a time, the Miami Dolphins were urged by fans and by media, because honestly, it was really fun to say, to tank for Tua. Look at that. They drafted Tua, and then they tried to win, and they actually tanked. Years after that happened, should the Miami Dolphins march for Arch and try and be bad enough to select Arch Manning next year in the NFL draft? The New York Jets are, it feels like, in year two of Aaron Glenn, are going to try and be decent. The Miami Dolphins have the right idea. Bottom out and really, really, really get this rebuild going in earnest. We have another NFL trade. Oh, this is great. Legal tampering day in the NFL. Per ESPN's Adam Schefter, and there is a little bit of hang-up amongst a couple NFL insiders on the compensation here, that the Dallas Cowboys are finalizing... Oh, this is going to get your ears perked up. That the Dallas Cowboys are finalizing a trade for Green Bay Packers pass rusher Rashawn Gary. So again, Rashawn Gary looks like he's headed to the Dallas Cowboys. And the Cowboys missing out on Max Crosby. Crosby, the Ravens give 2 first-rounders. The Cowboys offered a 1 and a 2, so Dallas does not get Max Crosby. So Dallas is now pivoting, right, to try and get juice on its defense. So Rashawn Gary looks like he's headed to the Green Bay Packers, or from the Packers to the Dallas Cowboys. Gary, 7.5 sacks last year for Green Bay. Obviously entered the NFL as a first-round pick of the Packers in 2019. I think Rashawn Gary's pretty good. And he joins his old battery mate, Kenny Clark, who obviously went from Green Bay to Dallas in the Micah Parsons trade. Quentin Williams, Donovan Ezeraku. Dallas very quietly. This defensive line, I think, is going to be pretty good for the Dallas Cowboys. There are also rumors that the Cowboys are in on Trey Hendrickson. It's time for Jerry Jones to live up to his word. When he said last week that the Cowboys are going to open up the checkbook and they're going to bust the bank and they're really going to try and improve this defense. They were in on Max Crosby. They got outbid by the Ravens. No shame in that if you're the Dallas Cowboys, as long as you have a viable backup plan. Rashawn Gary, I think, is a pretty nice start. Now, I don't think it's the end. I still think you've got to do more to get this defense rolling. Year one of Christian Parker as the defensive coordinator. Will they make a run at Jalen Phillips to sign him away from the Eagles, where Christian Parker was on that staff last year under Vic Fangio? Will it be Trey Hendrickson? I don't know if Dallas is going to make those moves. I'd love to see them make one of those two to go along with Rashawn Gary. We'll talk on the other side about the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that the NFC East is set up to be a fascinating division this year. It's not crazy to think a week from now, a couple months from now, the Dallas Cowboys could be the team that we're looking at as the favorite to win the NFC East and not the Philadelphia Eagles. Still work to be done for Dallas. Rashawn Gary, a very, very nice start after the Cowboys lost out on the Max Crosby sweepstakes. For our listeners and viewers, you might be hearing me say the Cowboys could be the favorite in the NFC East and thinking, man, how the hell could you say that? How could you say that? Commanders, Jaden Daniels will be back. Giants got John Harbaugh. And of course, most importantly, the Philadelphia Eagles remain loaded. Well, coming up next, I'm going to tell you what the Philadelphia Eagles did this weekend that I think spells a very, very potentially chaotic offseason coming up for Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni, and the Eagles. That's on the other side, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos. The NFL conversation rolls on a Monday right after this on Westwood One Sports.
How about them Cowboys? After restructuring Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb's contracts, Dallas is loaded with nearly $70 million in cap space. Who will Jerry Jones look to sign to fix the league's worst defense? Westwood One Sports.
Empowered. Ellie here is getting the sleeve she's always dreamed of. She worked with Empower and planned for her next move, so she got good at money. Now she can be a little bad. Oh, by the way, you spelled journey wrong. No worries. She can afford the cover-up, too. Ooh, check out my tat. It says, invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Selling your home with Ready, R-E-D-Y, real estate agents will pay you up front for your listing, just for a chance to sell your home. Why would they pay to be your agent? Well, your listing is really valuable. So if an agent is smart, they'll go on Ready and offer you cash up front to get it. And you do want a smart agent, right? Call 888-545-READY, 888.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
.org to learn more.
to Accardi. Has it blocked again? This time Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake. Eagles hang on.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Joe Davis with a call this past year on Fox. If you laid the Eagles in that game, you were pretty, pretty happy, like me. Oh, man, that's a bad beat if you bet the Rams. We are entering bad beat season in the world of sports with the NCAA tournament. Coming up a week and a half from now, conference tournament week this week, Selection Sunday this Sunday, and we are into the madness starting next Thursday, unless you consider the first four games to be the start of the madness, and that's fine too. And there's no better place to be during March matchups than Vegas. This year, college basketball fans can win a VIP trip to the Court of Legends event featuring the Cavender Twins. Simply place sports bets, and your position on the leaderboard will determine if you win one of the 25 grand prize packages. Just sign into your BetMGM account, opt into the promotion, then start placing sports bets of at least $10 to climb the leaderboard. Make this March one to remember. Join the Court of Legends leaderboard so you can make it legendary. So in case you missed it, a couple trades in the National Football League this hour. The New York Jets acquiring Minka Fitzpatrick from the Miami Dolphins for a seventh rounder, as the Miami Dolphins are, I believe, will tank this season. We'll begin the march for Arch. And the Dallas Cowboys trade for Green Bay Packers pass rusher Rashawn Gary. And I love that for Dallas. You lose out on Max Crosby. Here comes Rashawn Gary. Now go get Trey Hendrickson if you're Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. And I do think there's a scenario that exists where the Dallas Cowboys can be, if not the betting favorite at BetMGM to win the NFC East this season over the Philadelphia Eagles, can be a team that we are taking seriously, the collective we, the royal you, taking seriously to win the NFC East. Both because I think Dallas's defense will be hard to be worse, but will be way better this year than it was last year to go along with that offense with Dak Prescott and Brian Schottenheimer and Clayton Adams pulling the strings. But because it's possible that the Philadelphia Eagles take a step back. The reason why we played that highlight, the Jordan Davis blocked kick against the Rams and then the subsequent return touchdown from Jordan Davis on the same play, is that over the weekend, the Philadelphia Eagles signed Jordan Davis, one of their stud defensive tackles out of Georgia, not to be confused with Jalen Carter, other stud defensive tackle out of Georgia, signed Jordan Davis to a massive contract extension that puts him up there with Milton Williams, the former Eagle, now Patriot, and Chris Jones as the highest paid defensive tackles in football. So why does this matter so much, the Eagles extending Jordan Davis? The Philadelphia Eagles right now, and You Better You Bet on this Monday, Nick Costos here with you, Westwood One Sports. The Philadelphia Eagles right now have a champagne problem. Well, what would be referred to as a first world problem. That problem is they have too many good young players that have to be paid. And honestly, it's a credit to the organization. But because there's a salary cap, like this is not the Los Angeles Dodgers, you can't pay all of them. It's not possible. Here's Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. They're going to have to get paid down the line. Jordan Davis just got paid. Jalen Phillips is a free agent. Are they going to bring Jalen Phillips back? And what about Jalen Carter? ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reporting over the weekend that the Eagles have, quote, taken calls on Jalen Carter. In the segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at progressivecommercial.com. There are, I don't even want to say it's whispers because they're louder than whispers in the NFL world, that Jalen Carter, who no one questions how good a player he is, a great player, one of the reasons why the Eagles won the Super Bowl a couple years ago, that Jalen Carter has a work ethic issue. And of course, this goes back to his time at Georgia and why he slipped a little bit in the NFL draft. When he's right and when he's motivated, He's a monster. Like an absolute monster. But it feels like there are times where that's not the case. And he also dealt with multiple shoulder injuries last year. And the Eagles just gave Jordan Davis all this money. Are we sure Jalen Carter is going to be on the 2026 Philadelphia Eagles? And this is not me trying to say Jordan Davis is better than Jalen Carter. I'm not trying to say that. What I am saying is it feels like the Philadelphia Eagles have just told all of us they would rather have Jordan Davis than Jalen Carter. And look, there's a way that they can figure it out, but doesn't it feel likely? Like, something's got to give here. They can't pay all these players. Does Jalen Phillips walk out the door? Maybe that's what happens. What about A.J. Brown? A report over the weekend saying that the Philadelphia Eagles turned down a pretty lucrative offer from the New England Patriots that would have sent A.J. Brown to play with Drake May and his old head coach, Mike Vrabel. I can't guarantee to everybody that this is going to be an offseason of upheaval for the Philadelphia Eagles. But doesn't it feel that way? Doesn't it feel like a week from now, a couple months from now, the 2026 Philadelphia Eagles could look very different from the 2025 Philadelphia Eagles? Here would be my question for everybody. Would it shock you if both A.J. Brown and Jalen Carter played elsewhere this coming season? Honestly, wouldn't surprise me at all if that were the case. And if I were a betting man, and I am, I think at least one of those two will not be an Eagle this season. 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. We have so much sports to do on this Monday. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We still have to talk about the Los Angeles Chargers and Khalil Mack. We will bring you any NFL news as it breaks. We'll get to the college basketball injury from the weekend that could impact the NCAA tournament. And Jason Tatum's return to the Boston Celtics this past weekend, all still to come here.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert instant loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code GO. To borrow up to $10,000, use code
Diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the...
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.